From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top Hezbollah military commander has been killed in Syria. Mustafa Baradin was killed in an explosion which tore through the group's headquarters near Damascus International Airport. Syrian TV announced Baradin's death overnight. The group indicated that the cause of the fatal explosion is being investigated, although several Hezbollah leaders directed suspicion at Israel. Thousands of mourners flooded the streets of Beirut for his funeral on Friday. Baradin has been accused of participating in an attack that blew up the U.S. Marine Command Center near Beirut Airport in 1983, an explosion that tore through the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, and an attack on the Khobar Towers in Saudi Arabia. He was also at the top of a list of suspects identified by a U.N. special tribunal investigating the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri. At least 16 people were killed Friday in shooting and bombing attacks in a predominantly Shiite town in northern Iraq. Three gunmen opened fire with machine guns at a cafe in the town of Balad. 12 people were killed and at least 25 wounded. Later, one of the assailants set off an explosive vest at a nearby market, killing at least 4 people and wounding 2 others critically. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying it targeted Shiite militiamen. The attacks come just days after more than 80 people were killed when 3 suicide bombers set off their explosives in Baghdad on Wednesday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UN committee has condemned what it calls the ongoing practice of torture and ill-treatment in both Turkey and Saudi Arabia. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN Committee Against Torture called for a prompt and impartial investigation into the use of torture in both countries.
The committee of 10 independent experts said its major concerns included impunity for acts of torture, inhumane detention conditions, and accusations of extrajudicial killings. The committee called for a prompt, impartial, and effective investigation into these alleged killings. Saudi Arabia also came in for criticism in regard to laws and practices that the committee says amount to torture. The committee also called for a moratorium on the death penalty, noting its concern at Saudi Arabia's growing number of executions. Amnesty International reports Saudi authorities executed at least 158 people in 2015. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says Italy's Coast Guard rescued about 1,000 refugees and migrants off the southern coast of Italy. The UNHCR reports that in one operation, 500 people were rescued off the coast of Sicily. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says that several families and several small children were among those taken from 2 boats.
It's clear just by our people on the ground that there are many families among those who have been rescued, and there are many unaccompanied children.
The UN Refugee Agency says that nearly 190,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by sea so far this year. More than 31,000 of them have tried to reach Italy. The Obama administration says transgender students must be allowed to use the bathrooms that match their chosen gender identity. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the guidance issued by the Departments of Justice and Education was in response to queries from school principals and administrators.
And that advice includes practical, tangible, real-world suggestions to school administrators who have to deal with this issue.
Public schools in the United States are now obligated to treat transgender students in a way that matches their chosen gender identity, even if education records or identity documents such as birth certificates indicate a different sex. And U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials plan to execute raids in May and June to deport Central American mothers and children who immigrated to the U.S. illegally. The month-long series of raids are focused on hundreds of people who have already been notified they have to leave the United States after exhausting all appeals. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.